Thank you, David, and the rest of the committee that for allowing us just to come and spend a few minutes with you. We've had a good year, and it's been exciting. It's an exciting time. But today I just want to share a few things about our product line, some of the things that we've been working on in the last few months. You know, last time I was with you, we were looking at smaller systems and boutiques and catering to that 20,000 to 25,000 bale gin, and, you know, and that's not this time. Now it is about production, and so and to do that, when we first consider, as I learn how to hit an arrow, there we go. We have to talk about the Magnum 270, or the Magnum gin line. Yes, and it was introduced in 2011, and it first was introduced as a 244 saw gin. 12-foot platform, and at the KSM gin in Arkansas. And now we've got about 7 years of production into this line, and it is now a 270-saw gin. And this is just a video here from Georgia. That's about an 84-85% saw load. It's around about 40% in the seed roll density and 60% feed rate. And you can see 31 bales an hour. It's a single stand running here, and you know, it just it's just amazing. It's a 30 bale an hour gin stand, and as we bring customers to watch and watch it run, they see it perform. They see the 30 plus bales an hour, and then they look at the metrics and they say, "Well, it looks like your limitation is saw load." You know, you open up the roll box; it's just beautiful. You know, we feel like we have more on in cleaning and the feed wise, and they said, "Have you thought about actually adding more power to the saw?" It's like, "Huh?" You know, that's the first thing you go, "What?" I think of old Tim Taylor in Tool Time, "More power?" Now it's like asking, you know, it's like, "Oh yeah, absolutely." So that is what that's what we did. We took the main frame of the gin, and we ran our engineering numbers, and we looked at each and every aspect, and we did some things to accommodate a larger motor size. Typically, we've been running the machine with a 300 horsepower. It now accommodates a 350, which is the same frame. One of the things that we've added is an outboard bearing, and it's fully integrated into the design. It's milled into the out leg, and again, it takes the pressure off of where we turn the shaft down for the bearing journal, and just puts it squarely between the two bearings. There gives us more shaft stability, and here it is. This is in the shop floor. It's getting better. It's actually being test run, getting ready to be test run there. But eventually have a timing belt drive system, and there's another look at it, and we think that we don't know. This will be the first four we'll be running in Australia this coming season. We don't really know exactly where we're going. We know that with 350 horses, that's about 1.3 horsepower per saw. If you look at a 300 horse on the 270, that's about 1.1. And so we're looking at a 15% increase in performance, or potential power performance anyways. And so does that mean another bale per hour? We don't know. So, you know, again, it's going to be interesting to watch run and run our test and to look. Now, you can have more power, but if you don't have the machine to support it, then you don't have... It's not going to be successful. So we took a look at the rest of the machine, and we were already driving our shafts from the picker roller, the seed agitator, and the upper molding with direct drive motors. But we wanted to improve that system, and we introduced a new flex coupling for that drive system. And one thing that's allowed us to do is it improves the variance, and it gives us a little more shock absorption as cotton changes and as moisture changes and as fiber length, you know, and the different varieties of cotton that we're moving through the machine, it just gives us more variance and a little bit better control. The other thing it does is it's a lot easier to maintain in the field. So all of these things are winning. You know, this machine came about as a custom request. You know, it was just, they said, well, we know it can do it. We think it'll do more. Will you make it happen? And this is one of the nice things that we've been able to do. As we also thought about it, you have to think of the whole gin line as a system. And, you know, if you run 30 bales an hour, you've got to have the capacity behind it to handle that. And so we've just looked at everything. We stiffened the roll box. We also looked at the seed roll paneling and stiffened that. We reinforced our knife on our pneumatic jet and also reinforced the supporting ductwork that goes in and through it. And the only thing that makes this possible is the fact that we have the Regal 142 behind it. And we know that we can get 34 bales an hour through it. And we're excited to see what else will happen. The feed works allows us to condense the bat and pass it through. And we just feel like that. It's an exciting time. It's going to be fun to watch over the next few months. As one other thing that as we think about capacity and one of the limitations we've always struggled with is, especially as you're talking about gins now, they're at 80, 90 bales an hour, is getting the cotton into the system. And we introduced this year a dual vacuum feed control. We had it installed in the gin in Georgia. It's A and B lines that run independently of themselves and on drives, as you can see. And it's each capable of running 54 bales per line. So A can run if B is down, and the same, let's say we're working on a horizontal or something that causes a system, one of the independent lines to go down, then you were able to feed cotton independently through that at a high rate. And but a machine is, again, we thought most of these machines are in very tight spaces and in very tight corners, and so we really put a lot of thought into the design. And as far as maintenance, it has to be something that a ginner can, in the heat of the battle, work on and repair. So it's been very successful. One of the nice things is, even in a big box like this, is moving this much cotton through that's potentially 100 plus bales an hour. There's different variabilities within the box, and each drive is made where it can be run, set up independently, and then locked in to where they go. So the control system on this machine is very nice. One of the last things that I want to talk about just briefly is we did build a gin in South Georgia, the South Georgia Gin Company, in fact, in Hazelhurst. And it was a 4-1, 270 plant with a 90-bale-an-hour elite up-packing press with a 90-bale-an-hour power unit, and split 12 pre-cleaning, and a single Regal 142 length cleaning behind the gin stands. The project started in the first day of March 2017, and that was the first day we moved dirt, and we ginned our first bale on October 25th. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tear. It was a complete turnkey project for Cherokee. The reason I bring it up is one of the things, we've got a newer idea of machine here. It's in the first stage cleaning, and it's we've basically taken the cotton out of our vertical dryer, which is a seven-cylinder vertical, and we're introducing it into this 21-cylinder hot air cleaner. And it's basically a hot air cleaner, but we use it. The idea came from close coupling, which is something we've really thought a lot about, is if we get the cotton, especially when you're considering 12-foot systems, once you get the cotton all the way across the cylinder, which is the vertical dryer does a fantastic job of doing, why would we condense it back down and try to spread it back out? So that was the idea, and it has been just unbelievable success. We've we're really happy. And everything is anecdotal. I can't tell you, sit here and give you numbers that we're confident in. But this time next year, you know, we're really looking forward to sharing the successes that we feel like that we're achieving here. Again, also in this gen is our first 90 bell per hour power unit, and so it's nice. This is a gen that for their existence has been running 25 to 30 bells an hour, and now they have a gen that can do better than that, but it's a learning curve. It just takes time. But I walked in last week and they were just sitting on 78 bells an hour, and it was good to see that that as they're each week their confidence just gets a little bit more and a little bit more. So I think that last night they crossed the 60,000 bell mark. So they're doing a good job. It's been a good project for us, and I know for them as well. South Georgia Gen. That's about all I have for you today. Thank you for your time. And any questions?
Any questions?